Hello and welcome to the Inner Space podcast. Today we're discussing Get a Grip on Worry and Stress with Neil. So, Neil, do you think worry and stress are good for you?
I think first things first, we need to understand what worry and stress are. I think they mean different things to different people. I don't think worry is very good for people at all, on any level really, because although I suppose the positive from it is when you are worrying about something, that is a clear indicator that your thinking processes are out of balance.
Okay.
Yeah, so that can be a positive, because when you catch yourself or realise that you're worrying, then you need to do something about it. So I think that can be positive. But that would be the only way that I would say that worry is good. But stress, I know some people use it as a motivator. But again, the word stress, it means to, for something to become stressed, like metal, but it's the same for your own consciousness. It means that it's under pressure, that something has built up to cause a problem. So when something starts to get stressed, it's almost, it's on the verge of breaking.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas I think if you're motivated, and the same incident, the same interaction with someone can cause stress or a motivation, but that depends on the individual. Almost like half empty, half full.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So just going back to what you were saying about worry. How do you get back into balance?
Okay. We need to have a practice. I know myself, I still worry? Yes, I do. Do I have a strategy when I catch myself worrying? Yes, I do. I think the key thing with worry is to almost live day by day. Yeah. Rather than worrying what I did in the past, rather than worrying about something that may or may not happen in the future, I need to contain my life for today so I can focus on today. So then that way I can give it my full attention and even put in steps in place today to help protect myself for that thing I'm worried about in the future, or to alleviate that pain or suffering or worry that's coming from the past. But if I'm not in the now, which is a great practice, then I'm being influenced by the past or the future, and this makes it very difficult to grasp onto my my thought processes, my thinking, because everything starts with a thought, whether it be positive or negative. So I need to get back to that position of managing my thinking.
Okay.
And I find that with a daily kind of meditation practice, but people don't have to meditate, but they need to spend some time to become aware of their thinking and then come up with strategies of how to alter that thinking. Because it's harder to stop thinking, it's easier to alter your thinking. So rather than worrying about something, how can I deal with that thing? What can I learn from it? How, if I go through that thing, because a lot of the time we worry about something and then we have to face it, we have to do it, and then afterwards we realise, well, I got through it, I'm still
what
here.
What were we worrying about?
What was I worrying about? And then I've actually learned something. There is a positive within it. And I think something else that helps me deal with my worrying and my stresses is that every day I try and develop qualities, like almost like powers within me. And if I'm not tested, if I'm not challenged, then I will never be able to develop them. If life was a plateau, well, A, there'd be no excitement. B, it doesn't exist, so it's an illusion. I think the only time we can experience a plateau is if we go on holiday and lie on a sun lounger. Other than that, everything in life keeps us on our toes, doesn't it? And if we're trying to get that plateau of a perfect life, of, oh, everything's okay, everyone likes me, everything I do is okay, it's impossible. You find me someone who has that as a constant experience. There isn't anyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these worries and these stresses are opportunities to really find out who we are and see what we're made of.
That's a very good perspective, Philip. Do you actually have, like three specific strategies that you can share? I know, like, being in the present, but then...
Yeah, okay. Every day, and again, if you just have a one-day plan...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to belittle anyone's life who's listening to it, but your life is a series of one days. So you've got one day, and then times seven is a week, and times 365, or depending on the leap year, but is a year. If I just take one day and create a timetable for myself, mm-hmm. where I can spend time either meditating or proactively looking at my thoughts and seeing how I can alter them and change them, this would be a fantastic thing to do. And it's best to do it kind of start off in the morning, become aware of your thoughts throughout the day, and then in the evening to go over the day just to double check what you could have improved, how could I have dealt with that differently, how could I have spoken to that person differently. Because ultimately, our goodness that we have, we have to really treasure it, because so many things in life and the world and so many people, it appears they're trying to steal it from us.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to manage our thinking to then manage our experiences, whether they're things like peacefulness, happiness, even being loveful. These are treasures that we create through our thinking. So if I haven't got a thought management strategy in place, A, how am I developing them? And B, if I am developing them, how am I managing to sustain them and to look after them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, because how do we know, we're looking at our thoughts, what's the right way of thinking then?
Okay.
And so we know that we're not, like, we know we're worrying, but then how do we know how to think?
Okay. We have the choice, we have the ability and the capability to create a practical and positive thought about anything that we're faced with. So let me give an example. Two people are diagnosed with a terminal disease and they're both given a week to live. One says, oh no, I'm going to die, I've only got a week to live. And they go into this half empty glass kind of syndrome, they probably won't last a week, they'll probably be dead in 4 days. Whereas the other person says, okay, it's not great, it's not ideal, I'm going to try and do everything that I ever wanted to do in my last week. That person could end up living 10 years longer, because I knew someone who had been diagnosed with stomach cancer and given a couple of months to live. And through this meditation practice and constantly checking his thoughts and trying to improve himself, he lasted another 10 years, going around doing talks and sharing that and being a real inspiration to people.
Wow.
So our consciousness is the most powerful thing we've got. So I think the three tips would be: power it up in the morning, check it during the day, and then review it in the evening. And then that's that one day done. You've made it. You've got through. Whether it's good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't really matter. You're creating the habit of doing something about it. And then you've got the next day.
Yeah, a new day.
Yeah, that's
start
it.
Again.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thank you.